Welcome to The Inner Game. I'm Gwen Garcelon, your host. Thanks for listening. The Inner Game is our personal relationship to our contribution and purpose in life. It's about the ways we grow personally and spiritually on the inside that affects everything on the outside of our lives. The quality of our inner game is becoming increasingly important because we now know that the world shifts to reflect us, for better or worse. When we become aligned with our sacred, authentic selves, we cause powerful evolutionary shifts in the world. So these are conversations with people who are causing evolutionary shifts with their lives and an opportunity to hear about how these people take on their spiritual and personal growth and how that strengthens their organizations and efforts to make a bigger difference. I want to start today by sharing about one of the most powerful tools I focus on with my clients in my work as a coach and consultant. I consistently work with people around radical self-love because it's the key to evolving. Personal growth requires that we be strong enough to be with our shadows, those parts of ourselves that we don't like, that we tend to put in the closet and make wrong and beat ourselves up for or deny. And personal growth really requires that we be able to be friends, accept our shadows, and stay in action and in service in the face of them. That's a real key. So we access that strength through love and compassion. So people like Martin Luther King, you know, they're not perfect people. He wasn't a perfect father, wasn't a perfect husband, or anything else. But that didn't stop him from giving his authentic, sacred gift in the world, for which we are all profoundly grateful and have benefited from. So we're kind of these walking paradoxes, but we can still remain committed to our greatness and our truth, even in the face of the things that aren't healed or that may be continual stumbling blocks for us. So we can do the work of continual alignment with our evolutionary selves, with our best selves, with our purpose, even when we find ourselves really disappointingly or embarrassingly misaligned. I know I experience that fairly often. So this love is different. This self-love is different than egoic love or narcissism. I just read something this morning that distinguishes this beautifully. Emily Rose Barr of the online uplifting news site Daily Good wrote something, and I want to share it with you. She says, "Self-love is not selfish, but leads to open-hearted engagement. It is far easier to be fully present with one another when we are not preoccupied by our perceived imperfections or our previous failures. When we can meet our inadequacies with softness, we invite others to do the same. When we can recognize our worth, we allow others to shine." And that really seemed not only profound since I was planning on talking about this today, but just a very, very clear description of that importance. So I've got a couple of guests today, and I wanted to start by welcoming Amy Hutton to the show, and let's see if she's there on the line. Hello, Amy.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, that's great.
Great.
Thanks for being here with us.
Thanks so much for the invite.
I've worked with Amy since 2012. And
wow.
I know, it's been that long, and she's been a huge inspiration to me in the way she has taken on her own evolution in her life, and specifically around this area. And Amy, I just thought it would be great to hear from you because you've been working with this shadow, and maybe you can describe it. You know, it's something about, if I'm not beating myself up, I might slack or I might not show up fully. Maybe you can describe it in your own words.
Oh my gosh, yeah. And I think so many of us with perfectionism deal with this one pretty often.
Yes.
But And I don't know where I got it. I guess just the way I was raised, and it's probably all around us in the culture.
Sure.
And I have this deep fear that if I'm not really mean to myself, I will just accomplish absolutely nothing. And the only way that I will ever meet a fraction of my potential is to just be, you know,
be brutal. Hard on yourself, right? Yes.
Yeah.
So tell me how that's shifted and how you've experienced so many of the benefits of greater self-love.
Well, you get a lot of the credit for helping me even realize that was there. And once I was able to start seeing it, you know, I still certainly have not vanquished it at all.
Yeah.
But
more
often every year, I can see it happening. And it definitely takes a little bit of the power away from it. And that's allowed me to be a lot braver.
So you have recently had a beautiful victory, I would say, in your life. Tell us about that.
Well, I recently got a grant accepted through Montana State University and the USDA to do research on more sustainable livestock production in organic orchards. So I was able to kind of make my dream job happen by writing up this crazy grant application, and they actually decided I was worth funding. So that was
amazing.
Oh my gosh, that never happened.
And so how did your growth in self-love and maybe the confidence that made possible play into all of this?
I think I felt like I was worth pursuing my passion in a way.
Mm.
When I first started the process of figuring out what's my next step with work, because my current grant was running out, I was originally kind of, all right, well, how can I fit into someone else's vision? And then as those things just kept falling through, I realized, what if I just went all in with it? And took exactly what I'm interested in and created a job out of that. And honestly, I kind of only pursued it because all the other options that were less scary fell through.
The universe will show up that way, won't it?
Yeah. Yeah. And then I had like a month left to my deadline, and it was like, all right, I guess.
You're going to go for it?
I better do the one I really want to do.
Yeah. How beautiful. Yeah. And what a powerful thing to say. I was worth pursuing my passion. I was worth it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's huge. And such an inspiration to, I'm sure, many of us who are on the fence of really accepting and even starting to wonder, you know, if we're really worth pursuing that passion that we know we were put on this planet and in this life to do.
And it's such a bumpy road. It just feels like so many no's.
Yeah.
But someday the door opens, I guess, if you're lucky.
Yeah, I was listening to an actor talk about how he's gotten to this place of, you know, now getting lots of great roles and how long it was of doing stuff that wasn't really his passion at all and just continuing to show up and having be turned down. And it's like that with authors and books. And, you know, we're so inspired by these people, even though their stories are so often similar, of so much rejection and opportunity for self-doubt along the way to that real commitment to personal passion.
Yeah. And I feel like I suddenly have this job that validates me, but or validates, you know, this self-identity I've created in a public sense. But for so many years, I've had jobs that have been frankly embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and it haven't at all been using my potential. And that's just part of the process, I guess.
Yeah, I think you have to, you know, just accept and love yourself through that, continuing to love yourself, even though you know you're falling short of your potential. It just sort of takes that continuing to build that self-love muscle. And, you know, just showing up even in the face of the self-doubt and the self-loathing.
Well, so tell us,
you know, what you hope to have be the outcome of this research you're doing, because you're really have done a lot in sustainable agriculture for many years now.
Over the last several years, as I've been working on building this local food cooperative, I've come to see a pretty big gap for organic producers in food safety. In order to meet food safety regulations, it's really hard to manage orchards, vineyards, and organic vegetable production with animals here in Montana. And but there is no data behind the regulations right now. So I'm really hoping to bring that data so that it'll be a little bit more possible for people to replace fossil fuel inputs with livestock. And hopefully the livestock could also be an income source for them, as well as a more sustainable option. So just trying to make that more possible.
Oh, so great. It's a wonderful vision.
Yeah.
And isn't that...
so lucky to be able to do that.
And we are lucky that you are doing it, all of us. And that's the thing, you know, when someone, whenever someone's doing their true purpose, it lifts all the boats everywhere. So thank you.
Yeah, well, my pleasure. Thank you for helping me get here.
You bet. And, you know, anything else you want to add for people, you know, just to inspire them to continue along whatever, wherever they are on the spectrum of being worthy, feeling worthy?
Well, I think a big piece of the puzzle for me, which came directly out of my work with you, was seeing the little tiny things I could do in the direction of my dream every day. And certainly failing a lot of this, but at least occasionally seeing those things as worthy. You know, when I was home in bed for about a year and I just felt like I couldn't contribute at all and I felt so much shame. Thanks to our work, I got a lot of practice with trying to be like, you know what, though? I was able to spend 10 minutes working on this article on chicken fencing, and that was a valuable contribution. And I think getting that practice was just invaluable and really building up my ability to love myself.
Oh, that's the best.
Yeah.
That is the best, you know, because that's what we can do. We can do whatever we can do on any given day, whatever this, the whatever's coming at us and challenging us. We can just keep doing what we can do. And that's what there is to love ourselves for.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, honey. Well,
thank you, Gwen.
This is Gwen Garcelon, and you're listening to The Inner Game on KD&K. And we're talking about the importance of self-love to really fulfilling on our life's purpose and the things that we are here to do. And I'm expecting another guest, Chris Beebe, who was actually my second guest on this show in September of 2016. Can't believe it's been that long already. But as he is not here yet, I'm just going to poke my head out for just a moment here. And see. So, interesting. We shall carry on. Would you like to stay on the line, Amy?
Oh, I'm happy to, certainly.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Oh, here I see him walking up.
Perfect.
So wonderful. So maybe just say, because I love, of course, the work that you're involved in with sustainable agriculture, maybe just kind of off topic, because why not? Tell us just a thumbnail of some of the things that inspire you about the local food movement that you are so engaged in.
Mm, That's a good one. Oh my gosh, so many things. Here, I'm in the Bitterroot Valley of Montana, which is very similar to the Marine Corps. And one thing that really energizes me is every year we get two or three new young farmers that come in with so much energy and passion, and they are willing to live in a tent and eat nothing but carrots and work to the bone to bring organic food to people. And it's pretty beautiful. It's amazing how much people are willing to put into this, and how much passion farmers have. So
I agree. Yeah. I see that in the farmers in this area as well. You know, just working with so many challenges and continuing to pioneer our way to, you know, a future of local food.
Yeah, and they stick with their values through so many hardships. It's pretty impressive.
It is impressive. Well, thank you for all that you continue to do, and we can't wait to hear about your successes with this grant and how it all turns out. So thanks for joining us, Amy.
Well, thanks. Thanks for including me.
You bet.
Have a good day.
Talk to you again. So now we have Chris Beebe, who is here on the show. Thank you so much. Let's see if your mic's working. Do we have... Go ahead and say hello.
Hello.
And I don't see it yet.
Hello.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, there's the red light.
Perfect. Excellent. Thanks for being here, Chris. It's great to have you back on the show. You were last here in September of 2016. Can you believe it?
I can believe it. Thanks for having me back. It's a pleasure.
You know, it's wonderful to get to follow up with someone who's been dedicated to a passion. We were just talking with Amy, who shared that she finally got that she was worth pursuing her passion.
Mm.
I'm going to move this. And I wonder if there was some sort of similar dynamic going on for you that made it possible to finally fulfill on something that had been a real passion for you for a long time. We'll talk about that in a minute.
Okay.
That is.
Yeah, love to talk about that. That'd be great. You want me to jump into that?
Well,
or you have other questions?
So that question was, you know, what was it let's talk about Gobi Map.
Okay. Well, the last time I was here, Gobi Map was the concept of helping people stay in what nourishes them from a healthy and active lifestyle perspective when we travel. I had done a lot of traveling both for business and pleasure and found it really difficult to not just keep up my habits, but just keep up my attitude and keep up my sunny disposition of life. And when I was having a hard time finding my stuff. So a couple of years ago, I started on a path to actually build a mobile app to do that. And we launched on Christmas.
Congratulations.
Yeah, just a few months ago. And it's been a whirlwind tour. And lots of things have developed around the passion that I actually hadn't really foreseen as much before I got to this place.
And did self-worth or self-love play a role in kind of the evolution of this, like getting to a place where you were really ready?
Yeah, well, yeah, there was a lot of things that happened kind of around actually from a business sense, bringing a product to market. But I think the main thing around worth and self-esteem was I actually lost the ability to beat up on myself for not following through.
Did you lose that? What's the secret?
Well, I built the app and put it on the market, and suddenly it was like, oh, well, I did follow through on a multi-year process with a lot of ups and downs and a lot of self-doubt. And I still have all those things, but I have one less reason to believe them.
Mm-hmm.
I just felt like I've always felt like this project was either going to live in, or die on its own merit. And it wasn't so much about my validity or self-worth in the process as it was, you know, is this something that people are going to use? Is it going to be helpful to them? Is it going to make their lives better? And if it is, it will live. And if it's not, it's okay that it doesn't come fully to fruition. So,
and it won't be a reason for you to doubt yourself or beat yourself up.
No.
Yeah. And is that different, you know, just that realization than maybe years ago? Would you have used it as a opportunity, yet another opportunity to beat ourselves up?
To beat up? I had plenty of opportunities to beat myself up over the last few years over this thing. And I would say that, I don't know, it's just in the past. Mm-hmm. I mean, that yeah. To a large degree, that stuff is just kind of in the past.
Tell us about the, you know, sort of the unfolding of that being in the past. What are practices that you feel like you've been working with that have allowed you to, you know, just trust in yourself and stay in a place of self-worth and not allow external circumstances to shake that?
I would say that the biggest thing has been just to give myself a break and realize that it didn't come together as I had planned, but it came together as it was supposed to. And as I venture into more concrete aspects of building a business around this product, you know, I find that it's just taken on a life of its own, and things have just come up, opportunities, even like this call today, from you ahead of a few events coming up in the next couple of weeks that are going to be, you know, big steppings out into the world with this. I didn't wake up this morning going, oh, Gwen's going to call me to do a radio interview. And so there's just been a number of things like that, you know, around my financial picture, because I've been bootstrapping this as I've been going. And since we talked last, I've spent a fair amount of money on this project and time, obviously, too. But it was never really an argument about whether to spend that time or that money, because things just kept coming up that said, keep taking the next step.
Do you feel like there's a connection between self-love and being able to trust your intuition or trust the unfolding of what the universe keeps bringing your way?
Absolutely, and it gets proven almost daily. You know, there's, I think it was, I can't remember who said it, but something to the effect of the harder I work, the luckier I get.
Right.
And I think the same can be said from a spiritual aspect of luck. The more I put myself in position to receive from the universe and from the people around me, the more people showed up to help along the way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yep.
Well, I so appreciate you getting to be here, and just say, you know, a couple more things about Go Be Map and how people can access that and what you hope they'll get from that.
Yeah. Well,
what's the greater vision?
The greater vision is I just believe that we're better people when we're happy and healthy, and you know, we're more present, we're more creative. We're more thoughtful, we're more fun, the idea is just to make all that easier in our day-to-day life, whether we're traveling or not. I've got a lot of big visions for what it could be. And I'm actually going to be at First Friday tomorrow night at the Rec Center if somebody wants to come by and share vision.
Excellent.
And also doing an event at Soperus CrossFit on Saturday from, I think, 1:30 to 4:30. Another wellness event there.
So people can go buy this app, and then they can find yoga classes.
Yeah,
and,
so you can't buy
local food, and
yeah,
you know what other things.
So it's free.
Great places to exercise outside.
Yeah, for one thing, it's free.
Great
on
great.
iTunes, just iOS right now.
Beautiful.
So just for iPhones. And what we wanted to do was bring together high quality food and drink, gear shops, fitness, yoga, parks, and kids activity onto one easy to use map.
It's a great tool.
Works anywhere in the world. It's curated in Colorado, and so far the feedback is that we're making a difference, so that's really
congratulations,
exciting.
Congratulations, Chris. Thank you so much, and thank you all for listening today. If you have any questions for our guests, please join the Facebook page at The Inner Game, and until next time, appreciate yourself and love yourself. And we'll see you next time on The Inner Game, first Thursday of the month.